I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You're now listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. I'm Romaran. That's Chino Liao to my right. And below me is Emil Nate. Stancy and Rowan SH are not here to join us tonight. Stancy has work and Rowan has school. You might see him in the chat a little later on. Paalala niyo sa kanya na may utang siyang big pressure na video. How are you guys? Happy Valentine's Day, whether you celebrated it or not. For the rest of you, it's Ash Wednesday, and for M Bison, it's just Wednesday. So how are you guys?
Doing great. Had a great Valentine's yesterday. Lumabas kami. Kumain kami sa labas. Had a great time. So it's a great couple of days for me.
Yeah, good things all around. We celebrated Enrique's birthday. We sat dinner with the family, it was nice, you know, and now we're here doing the stream, so good things.
Yeah. God, Jesus Christ. So it's a warm
100,000 din yun.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a warm Thursday evening, and when I'm getting up, it's the 15th of February, and we got a lot to talk about, but first we got to do some housekeeping. Next week, in about 9 days, we have the Elimination Chamber Perth viewing party over at Skinny Mike's. Tama na yung time ngayon. It's 5:30 p.m. because it is the first ever PLE or pay-per-view that is in our time zone, so it is normal people hours. We can come in, have a beer, have a dinner, and have a good time and watch the Elimination Chamber. We don't know what the main event is yet. I know some people are waiting for the big draw, but for others, the chamber itself is a big draw. So if you want to see this live with fellow wrestling fans, please do check out our early bird tickets. It's only 350 pesos, but if you are not sure until the day itself, walk-in tickets are available at 450 pesos. Both tickets get you a free iced tea from Skinny Mike's. But for early birds, please remember that this is not a table reservation. You gotta come early. You gotta come as soon as you can para makakuha ng table. Di pa naman sold out. We'll be closing early bird registrations if we hit 60 people, 60 tickets. And if you don't get the table, you're going to have to stick with standing room only. Tapos, please go check out the early bird sign up at tinyurl.com/WWE Chamber 2024. WWE CHAMBER 2024. Wow, meron tayong ticker sa baba. Yun. we'll see you there. We got a couple of shirts being raffled away from friends, from our friends at Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, care of our good partner Dwayne Manastas, and also from Geek Talk as well. Our friend Hobby Danzy is giving away a Undertaker T-shirt that he got from a shop on TikTok. So please check that out. Sali na kayo, punta na kayo sa viewing party para may chance to win kayo. Right, Emil, tell the people what is in store if they sign up and support us on our Patreon.
Right, you can support the pod by subscribing to our Patreon. It's at patreon.com/wrestlingmessingpodcast right there below. There's a link right there for as low as $5. Of course, the benefits is you'll get to join in our Discord server. Pwede kayo makichika kay Rowan kasi he has all the tea. And also talk to us about things that you like wrestling, movies, music, everything and anything under the sun. We also host some watch parties in there. So probably the next one is AEW Revolution after the Chamber, of course. So we'll probably have that on our Discord. And also you'll get some review content from the weekly wrestling shows courtesy of Rowan and myself. Like Raw, SmackDown, the AEW Weekend Shows, Dynamite. And you get some preferential rates as well. This is a vice. Just the latest one just concluded last week. So probably we're going to open up the next one in a couple of weeks or probably before WrestleMania season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then again, by subscribing sa Patreon, I mean, you're pretty much supporting everything that we do here in the pod. So again, it's right there below. It's patreon.com/wrestlingmessingpodcast.
Meron tayong bagong benefit na naman sa ating Patreon. Patrons can help school Emil on everything that he missed in the mid to late 2000s. So, yun. Yes. Derv is asking, bakit ako naka-t-shirt? It's because it is the 20th anniversary of Eddie Guerrero winning the WWE Championship from Brock Lesnar, or, you know that guy, on No Way Out 2004. And I am wearing my Eddie Guerrero t-shirt from Pro Wrestling Tees that I got from Christmas. Yun. May patunay tayo that the pasabays are legit. And this was supposed to be a sando, but Stan fucked up. But it's okay. It's a good Eddie t-shirt. And we'll be doing one on soon, in a couple of weeks. Kasi I know a lot of people have asked for one just before WrestleMania. So they like to wear their merch pagpunta sa viewing party. For sure, may WrestleMania viewing party tayo. Let's get through Elimination Chamber first before we talk about WrestleMania. All right, next bit, the part people have been waiting for, Blast TV! WWE on Blast TV, Raw, NXT, SmackDown, main roster shows, the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah!
If you missed Usher's concert, it is available in there for free. I'm not sure.
Just Usher's concert, nothing else.
Yeah. Hindi ko na check kung yun yung edited version without the Alicia Keys piyok. But, you know, the whole concert is up there for free. So many reasons. Fast X is up there for free if you want another reason to either cheer or boo The Rock. go subscribe to it. It's free for Converge and Globe subscribers, broadband. And for the rest of y'all, it's like $189 a month. That's a super steal! Because you don't have to go to piracy sites to watch WWE main roster shows. The PLEs, that's still a work in progress because, you know, it's still on Disney Plus. But if you want to keep up on everything that happens week to week, I know a lot of people have been asking, where do you watch the Raw, SmackDown, NXT? Dito, sa Blast TV. Because if you don't watch it, they will take it away and you will have to go back to, you know, the Stone Age. All right, thank you. app.blasttv.ph. Right, thank you, Babyface Producer Jasper. Let us go to our first talk point. on Raw, earlier this week, a couple of days ago, Cody Rhodes cut a promo and Seth Rollins came out to interrupt him. And like Moira, nagpaubaya si Seth Rollins, tinanggap niya that he is not the choice for Cody Rhodes for the main event of WrestleMania, even after... he asked him for that main event spot. And then he goes and acknowledges that he is responsible. His younger self is responsible for the creation of the megalomaniac that is the tribal chief Roman Reigns. So that's a good bit of myth-making there, acknowledgement of continuity. And he says that he will be the shield to protect Cody Rhodes from the bloodline, even though he's just one guy and the bloodline is like, you know, two other people at least. We don't know who's debuting. Okay, so what do you guys think of this particular segment? This was pretty cool, but Chino, I want to hear your thoughts.
First of all, I didn't get these are my thoughts with regards to the Las Vegas press launch.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't there for that.
Put him on.
So, I think where this is headed is similar to where Mike Tyson ended up in that feud between HBK and Stone Cold in WrestleMania X or XX, I think, right? That yung WrestleMania na yun, if you guys know your history, you know what I'm talking about. Because if you guys don't know your history, Mike Tyson started out as the enforcer or on the side of HBK, who was the heel at that time. And during the WrestleMania main event, he turned on HBK, knocking him out, and sided with Stone Cold, putting Stone Cold over as the Texas Rattlesnake that we now know and love. Right? I don't necessarily know if Cody needs that same treatment from somebody like The Rock, especially since lumalabas na ngayon yung mga balita na he was there because he wanted to be there, he wanted to insert himself in the title picture unnecessarily. But I do think that what started out as us not thinking was work has actually been work this entire time. As convoluted as it sounds, I think this whole thing from The Rock coming out to now slapping Cody Rhodes is all part of a messy storyline that hopefully pays off in a tag team match at Chamber, and then that'll be the end of that. Of course, probably not, because he's Dwayne, and he needs his ego fed, so he still ends up on Mania somehow. But I'm pretty sure down the ways, there'll be a Roman Rock, Seth Cody tag team match, possibly at Chamber.
I will build on that later after Emil talks his stuff.
Yeah. All right. So that's actually an interesting thing that Chino said regarding the Mike Tyson thing, because I was also thinking about that when it happened. Because I think I said it on our Discord server and analyzed the promo ni Cody when The Rock first appeared in his story. Now he's gonna take everything away from Roman. So everything, not just a title, but also everything, the tribal chief stuff, and it, parang paano kaya kung at the end of the day Rock and Cody are just in collusion with one another, na Rock is parang Rock is gonna infiltrate the bloodline and take literally the tribal chief, because if you noticed how they were acting after that segment, parang nagmukhang alalay si Roman kay The Rock. So what if that's the step, the first step to destroying the bloodline from within? And so that's definitely an interesting theory and something maybe to watch out for come WrestleMania time. So, balik tayo sa segment, no? Again, I love the callback. I love the thing that Seth said regarding it's his own doing, why we have this Roman, the monster that Roman is now, and he feels like he is responsible for it and he wants to help Cody. So, parang nagkakaroon ng the sides now are being parang are formed. So you got the bloodline with The Rock, and then you got the babyface side na unti-unting nabubuo, because there was a segment also on Raw where Cody parang kinongratulated si Sammy, and then in the main event Cody saved Sammy from an attack. So parang This Avengers Endgame like atmosphere na nabubuo dito, and come WrestleMania it's all gonna come to blows, and I'm excited for it. And again, this story, I ranted a lot to last week or 2 weeks ago, but now week by week talaga inaabangan ko na siya, because this is something again, whether or not they planned this all along or not, definitely makes definitely is something that interesting at this point.
Yeah, I'm glad Chino brought up yung ano, yung idea that it's all a work. Well, obviously this is what we've been talking about, diba? But yeah, I'm actually kind of warming up to that idea a little bit because again, we're gonna call back to the Masked Man show. Dave Shoemaker actually explained it pretty well. Now, they needed to do this because they needed to cast doubt on the whole prospect of Cody going to WrestleMania at the main event. Tapos mananalo siya, tatalunin na si Roman Reigns. Because at this point, after you do the whole setback, the pitfall last year, then you come back this year with the Royal Rumble win, it's pretty much a lock. Right? Everyone expects it to happen. Finally, the story's going to be finished. Right? But when you expect it, syempre, you're kind of pretty much lessening the drama involved. Na, okay, hindi na siya, sureball na siya eh. So, kampante ka na. So they explained it in a way that you gotta create that doubt para heighten in drama. And this is actually what Vince McMahon used to do, except that he did it unintentionally kasi matigas ulo niya. He did it all the way to Daniel Bryan, WrestleMania 30, guys like even Eddie Guerrero up here. You never knew what he was thinking because he wasn't the kind of guy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That gave fans what he wanted compared to Triple H. You've seen his track record to NXT. You know he's in touch with the pulse of the people. And alam niya kung ano gusto natin makita. And he's in the business of giving us what we want. So at some point, yeah, you're right. You do gotta make them think na ano. You gotta rope a dope a little bit, make them think na bahay nito mangyari. So I get that. I get that part. It's just that I don't like it when you have to use the meta storytelling. You know, the meta booking things. Okay, you're gonna play with people's feelings and say, The Rock is politicking his way to the main event, or he's coming in and making it all about him. That's to me, it's antithetical to what pro wrestling is all about. Like, yeah, I understand this might be how pro wrestling evolved in the 21st century, like two decades in, diba? I get it, but it's lazy. To me, it's lazy. Like, I feel like it was the cheap way out. I feel na alam mo yun. You use the backstage stuff, the dirt sheet. It's smart, yes, but I don't like it, right? And the one thing that's still, stopping me from thinking na intentional siya is the whole Cody giving up the title shot a couple of weeks ago. That's the stupidest thing ever. And if it's made to give you the idea that, people are messing it up behind the scenes, it worked, but it really still made Cody look stupid. And if I were him, like, yeah, I would have seen the end game, but I wouldn't have sacrificed my character for it, diba? Parang ang pangit tingnan. And it's just not it for me, I guess. Do you guys have anything to add to this?
Yun nga. Like, that's the one thing I'm really mad at them about. Regarding all of this, is why did they have Cody give up his title shot? Or for him to say that he's giving up his title shot at the beginning of this story. But sana sinabi na lang niya na ano, may rest back ako against you in the bloodline. He could have brought in The Rock and could have done the entire thing without Cody saying na he's giving up the title shot, because again, yung point nga ni CM Punk dun sa press card, his title shot. He's entitled to it. Why is he giving up said shot to someone else who doesn't really need the title anymore? So, ina nga. So that's where it blurs the line for me. Kung talagang work nga ba talaga to all along, or is this something that they just adjusted on the fly?
I think with regards to it being work or not, the first of all, the fact of the matter is, una-una, pinag-usapan siya, and I guess.
Yeah.
No, I mean, even siguro si Roe disagrees, but
people are talking about it. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Then people are talking about it. They're building that buzz up for Mania season, which is important because, this is what they need moving forward. However, if the consequence of this ends up being Seth versus Rock in one of the nights of Mania, then I don't think it's the right move, especially since Lugi si Seth dyan sa situation na yan, diba?
No, I mean, people are behind
I actually
Seth
like
now,
that.
Because he's behind Cody, diba? I'm pairing him up with
course.
Cody.
Yeah, of course. But Seth Rollins isn't as big a name as a Roman Reigns is right now, diba?
Sure.
So for them to jump in, throw him in with The Rock, I don't know kung saan siya pupulutin. I guess for wrestling fans, yes, that tayo Seth Rollins. But for the larger picture at hand, this is going to be a litmus test for Seth Rollins' popularity, his appeal to a wider audience outside of the WWE, and if he can really hang with the big boys, with the showbiz people. So it is an interesting idea, pero it's such a left of field idea.
I don't mind them talking about it. I just don't like it when pinapalabas siya na, oh, it's a master plan and we planned everything. Obviously, you kumabi kayo when you heard Rock getting booed the fuck out of the building, right? We haven't heard Die Rocky Die or Rocky Sucks Chant since 1996 or some shit. You know what I mean? All right, let's take a quick break before we head to our next point and hear from our fellow co-podcasts on the Pod Network.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
All right, let's move on to the next point. Yun. Okay, so we have two more points from Raw. First is Sami Zayn. So Sami Zayn was featured in a high-profile match on Raw versus Shinsuke Nakamura in what has been Nakamura's best match in years in the company. So Sami Zayn has not qualified for the Chamber. We don't know saan siya pupulutin. And people have been throwing out different ideas. So you've got a potential triple threat between DM Hunk and him and Seth Rollins for the WHC if Seth Rollins gets out of the Rock story unscathed, or an Intercontinental Championship match versus Gunther. So where do you guys think Sammy is headed?
I think we need to move Sammy as far away from the people that he usually works with, like you see the McIntyre and their lot, because there's a chance, small chance, but I'm starting to see it, that people might grow tired towards this feud. I would much rather see Sammy go after the IC title because it's a refreshing feud. I don't think he's ever faced Gunther, and I like the idea of Gunther just going through the different iteration of vets that they have in the Raw locker room. I mean, he did it against The Miz and he did it against Kofi. Now he's going to do it to Sammy, and I can't wait to see how that transforms Sami Zayn as a character.
Yeah, medyo interesting yung character ni Sammy in the last couple of months, because they're telling this story na he's going through this struggle. They've been producing this interviews with Jackie Redmond in the last couple of weeks hindi niya alam kung ano yung gagawin niya. Like, he doesn't know what is next for him. Like, as compared to last year's WrestleMania, where he's almost one of the prominent acts last year in WrestleMania. So comparing it to now, there's this story now they're telling, and I really think they should have him go after the IC title as well. Because possibly the World Heavyweight Championship scene is, I think, locked the deal with Drew McIntyre, but they also have a feud going on. So, medyo shaky pa talaga kung ano yung gagawin ni Sami Zayn. But it would be a shame if he would miss WrestleMania because he's one of the most popular acts ever since Triple H took over. And if he's not gonna have a role coming, that would be such a loss for the WrestleMania card. So I think they're gearing towards really talaga for me possibly a IC title match because Jay has been inserted in that story, and Jay and Sami Zayn are friends in kayfabe, so maybe they're at the title defense. He will get brutalized and Sami will come into his aid. Kasi yun na, yung alliance na sinasabi ko kanina, there's an alliance there, the babyfaces sa Raw, and they could play into that. But it can also play a part in the World Heavyweight Championship scene. Those are, again, the two options that I got for him. But like, I would agree with Chino, I'd rather have him go for the IC title.
Friends din naman sila yung totoong buhay, no ba?
Yeah, no. But, in the story. In the story.
Sure. okay. Ito yung mga things I want to see play out because it's good. I like the sports execution of Sami Zayn getting interviews before the show. Habang nagano empty arena, diba? Habang nagmumuni-muni siya before the show starts, and then they actually use that to promote or instigate a match for tonight, right? For that night. For once, mayroon silang plan na ng main event. That's pretty good. Either possibilities are good. Like, I don't mind. The Gunther one definitely piques my interest a lot more. So we'll see. I want to see how it goes because I think they're doing something good with him. The concern that you have about him getting left off WrestleMania, I don't think that's gonna happen. Because they're doing something with him. So if you're doing, if there's something that you're doing, it means that you're being primed for a spot. And okay, let's move on to the other guy who is kind of lost in the shuffle with all this other people in the main event scene. One, Damian Priest, DP. The whole R-Truth thing is still not over. And we talked about this nung Huli naming bonus episode. So if you haven't caught that, it's a really short episode. Go catch that. And right now, there doesn't seem to be any space for him. And he even acknowledges the fact that he hasn't gone after the championship because he's busy defending the tag team championships with Finn Balor. So, Kayo, what do you think about Damian Priest's opportunities and possibilities and chances?
I think he's gonna cash in after Mania. Yun yung nakikita ko. Because the World Heavyweight Championship scene is probably gonna be Seth, Drew, probably Sammy as well. And I can see a possibility for him cashing in after Mania. If Seth retains, then he can do the cash in. Because Seth has been champion for mag-isang taon na siyang champion by that point. So, but I think they need to lose the tag team titles first before he can cash it in. Kasi yun na nga, that's the thing that they've been doing the most on Raw recently. Kaya nawawala yung focus and people seem to forget that he still has the money in the bank because he's still busy doing other things.
Okay.
Yeah, madaming side quest si Kuya. But then at the end of the day, I also think that WWE is known for their long-term storytelling. So when he does eventually cash in, it'll still make sense. They're wrapping things up with the R-Truth business, right? So I think R-Truth doesn't break up the Judgment Day just yet. Because he still needs to cash in doing with the Money in the Bank. Not saying na importante yung Judgment Day dun sa scenario niya, but it makes it easier for Damian Priest to cash in if he has goons by his side, right? And if he wants to be that heel champion that we all know that he can be, I think it plays a lot better if may rest back siya.
Yeah, I think they're still finishing up the R-Truth story. Obviously, it's not done yet because tagal-tagal niya and Truth is still doing so much shit with them. And I think they are actually going the route of having Truth be secretly playing them from within. I think now more than ever, or, you know, a little more, it's clearer that they're doing this. And I don't mind it at all. I think they work their way into what was originally an accident. Tapos naging nahanapan nila ng kwento. So right now, I think that's more entertaining than Damian Priest trying to cash in, right? I think my initial misgivings about this whole R-Truth thing have been smoothed over for the moment. Like, kasi I think that they're gonna do this thing. So if they don't, then it's all gonna be for nothing. But I don't know. I'm also thinking that Damian Priest crashes in again and then loses the actual cash-in match. Tapos that's gonna be the end of it kasi hindi pa pala siya ready. Somebody had to win Money in the Bank, right? So, yeah. You guys have anything else to add to whoever is getting overlooked?
Nah. I think, you know, again, we still have 2 months till Mania. We have a lot of people that we can talk about as we go on here. Definitely Mania is a season where you're gonna have guys na talaga ma-overlook talaga, and hindi naman, it's not the fault of anyone, it's just it is how it is kasi nga the Mania season is for like the biggest and brightest, and not everyone can be on the Mania card, not everyone can have a shine. So yeah,
I think it'll also play out a lot more pagdating ng Chamber. Match is still important, especially for the men's side of things. So it really played the card. It literally set the table, pun intended, for the Mania card at hand.
Right, that is it for the first half of this week's live stream. On the second half, which you will find also on your feeds right now, we're talking about AEW and, you know, everything that has happened so far this week, especially under one Tony Khan. So for my co-host Chino Liao, Emil Nate, we'll see you on the flip side. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, Outcast. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.